A chaplain walks into your hospital room, and you may wonder, why are they here? And what am I supposed to say? The simple answer is, you do not have to perform, explain everything, or even share a faith tradition. A chaplain's first task is to meet you where you are.
And that first meeting may feel quieter than people expect. A healthcare chaplain might introduce themselves, explain their role, and ask permission to visit. You can say yes, no, or not right now. You can also ask for a shorter conversation, more privacy, or the presence of someone you trust.
At Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, we describe an encounter through four movements: see, hear, sense, and learn. These are not tests for the patient. They help the chaplain pay close attention without rushing to conclusions.
So, what does see look like in practice? The chaplain notices what is happening around you. Are family members present? Does the room feel busy? Do you appear tired or eager to talk? The chaplain observes, but should not assume that an expression, object, or visitor tells the whole story.
Hear means listening to your words, your pauses, and what matters most to you. A chaplain may ask, "How are you holding up?" or "What is giving you strength today?" You can talk about faith, fear, family, anger, hope, uncertainty, or something completely ordinary.
Then comes sense. This is the chaplain's careful awareness of the emotional and spiritual tone of the encounter. They may notice tension, grief, relief, or disconnection. But sensing is not diagnosing. A chaplain checks understanding with you, rather than labeling your experience.
Learn brings humility into the visit. The chaplain learns how you understand your situation, what support fits your values, and what you want next. That might be prayer, silence, a ritual, help contacting your faith community, or simply another conversation later.
Picture a patient waiting for test results. The patient says, "Everyone keeps telling me to stay positive, but I am scared." A chaplain might respond, "It sounds like there has not been much room for the fear. Would you like to talk about it?"
During that conversation, the chaplain listens and learns that the patient is also having panic symptoms and cannot sleep. The chaplain can offer calm presence and spiritual support, then ask permission to connect the patient with the appropriate nurse, physician, social worker, or mental health professional.
That boundary matters. Chaplains do not diagnose medical or mental health conditions, prescribe care, or replace clinical treatment. They recognize concerns, support the person in front of them, and refer to qualified professionals when needs fall outside chaplaincy practice.
You also remain in charge of the visit. You may decline prayer, correct an assumption, change the subject, or end the conversation. A respectful chaplain will honor your beliefs, including uncertainty or no religious belief, and will not pressure you toward a particular conclusion.
So when a chaplain visits, expect attentive presence more than ready-made answers. Through see, hear, sense, and learn, the chaplain seeks to understand what matters to you, offer support within their role, and connect you with further care when needed. You do not need the perfect words. You can begin exactly where you are.